and the Me Too movement is still reverberating across Hollywood and the media. This week on CBS This Morning, Ann Curry, former co-host of NBC's Today Show, described a hostile work environment alongside Matt Lauer.
I would be surprised if many women did not understand that there was a climate of verbal harassment that existed. I think it would be surprising if someone said that they didn't see that.
Lauer was fired in November after allegations of sexual misconduct. Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. And Eric, before this Ann Curry interview, you spoke with another former Today Show co-host, Katie Couric, who said something very different.
Yeah, I was at a roundtable interview with Katie Couric, who is she's put together a bunch of documentaries for the National Geographic Channel, and one of them happened to be about harassment in Silicon Valley. So, of course, it made sense to ask her about what happened at the Today Show and ask her about her former co-anchor Matt Lauer and whether she saw any kind of harassment or abuse when she worked on the show. And this is what she had to say.
People are colleagues, not babysitters. And all I can say is the kind of activity that's been described and the accounts that I've read and heard were I was completely unaware this kind of thing was happening in a workplace that I loved and thrived in for, 15 years plus. It's been very upsetting and disappointing and really disturbing.
So, Eric, this is fascinating because you have two very well-known former co-hosts of this show, Ann Curry and Katie Couric, saying totally different things. How do you account for that?
Well, it's interesting. So a few days after this interview with Katie Couric, NBC announced that Katie Couric was going to be co-hosting the network's coverage of the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Mm. And the guy who's in charge of NBC's coverage of the Olympics is Jim Bell, who used to be executive producer of the Today Show when she worked on it. So part of me is wondering if she wasn't just making nice because she knew that she was soon going to have to work with some of the people who also worked with her and Matt Lauer when supposedly some of this stuff happened. You know, she was the biggest star on the show. She may have been isolated from what was happening between Lauer and subordinates or Lauer and other people on the show. And I also sense a bit of a generational divide on these issues sometimes. And, you know, maybe people, have a sense that some of the things that are being termed harassment, they view as, well, you know, it's just how people deal with each other in an office. It's hard to tell. I think she's going to have to answer a lot more of these questions, though, because she's going to be out there talking about these shows. And she also has to talk about her work on NBC covering the Olympics with someone who also worked on the Today Show.
You did that interview with Couric at the TV Critics Association Winter Press Tour in Los Angeles. It was last week. And you also spoke with Rose McGowan about the state of the Me Too movement. Of course, this is all related. McGowan was one of the earliest voices behind it when she accused Harvey Weinstein of raping her. What did she tell you?
Now, this press tour that I was at is the series of press conferences that kind of previews what we're going to see on TV over the next 6 months. And Rose McGowan has an unscripted show called Citizen Rose that's going to talk about how she's trying to create this sort of punky movement to push back against harassment and abuse in Hollywood. So, of course, we asked her about the Time's Up movement, which had just, made a strong showing at the Golden Globes a few days before her press conference for Citizen Rose. And she had this to say about that movement.
I know the people that are behind this. I know where they have their meetings. I know who's sponsoring it. I think a system that's massively broken, that a Band-Aid to make yourselves feel better for what you've all known about and been silent witnesses to and or participants in through that silence, no, I do not forgive.
Just sum it up. I mean, what is the feeling in the TV world, in the media world, about what's going on with the Me Too movement now?
Sure. Well, Hollywood is a town where achievement and success is kind of built on these power relationships. And what the Me Too movement is doing and the effort to go back and talk about past harassment and abuse allegations, it's changing how these relationships work. And it's moving power from this entrenched male-dominated power structure to people who allege that some awful things happened to them, a few years ago, several years ago, even decades ago. And so it's made a lot of people skittish. They're worried about what the new rules of engagement are. They're worried whether they're going to be penalized for their past behavior. They're worried about whether innocent people might be caught up in unfair allegations. And I think there's a lot of people out there that know that this stuff has been so entrenched in Hollywood, it's going to take a mighty effort to put it on the table, talk about it, and also stop it from happening. And I think we're in the middle of that right now.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks very much.
Thank you.